want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. And we want to thank WMIE, Today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM, for their ministry that allows this program to go all throughout Brevard County. And had some conversations with people. I was over in the Orlando area. I had visited a friend of mine, and he was holding a service over at a church that night, and so I drove over for that, and a person came up and introduced themselves, and I was telling them about, you know, they asked, you know, where I pastored, and I said, yeah, I have a radio program that I do Monday through Friday as well, and, you know, that was 45 minutes to an hour away, and the gentleman said, yeah, I've heard you on the radio. And so I am just so thankful for the ministry of WMIE that causes the gospel to reach people that have never darkened the door of Merritt Assembly of God. And so let me just tell you today that Jesus loves you. He loves you too much to leave you like you are, but he does love you, and he is able to transform your life and cause you to be everything that God wants you to be. Merritt Assembly of God is blessed to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our family. We want to be a blessing to our church, and we want to be a blessing to the community. And so we want to say thank you today to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, if you're looking that up or trying to type it into Google. That one thing that person asked me is, do you have a business card with you? And I said, I got them all over my desk, but I don't have any of them in my pocket. And he said, well, how do you spell it? And he pulled it up on his phone, and there's some really outdated pictures that pulled up. I don't know how to change those. Sorry about that. But the church looks a lot better than what the pictures show. So, if you're trying to find out information about Weirich Air on your phone, it's W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County, and they provide professional sales services and repairs, which they've been doing for almost 50 years for air conditioning problems, heating issues, and electrical, challenges as well. They work in residential settings mainly, but they do some light commercial, work as well, provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. If a good, faithful, reliable air conditioning service sounds like something you might benefit from, their phone number is 321-632-9538. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida, and he brings his love for Jesus to work with him every day. And so they try to provide you a great service at a great value. And we are thankful that they are friends of the Refresh radio program in Merritt Assembly of God. I want to take you today to Luke, the 11th chapter. And we're going to read a few verses here. We're going through the Lord's Prayer. And the reason we're doing this is because the disciples saw Jesus praying, and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. You might think that everybody just automatically knows how to pray. That's not the case. The reason that we go to school as children is so that we can learn the skills to be able to communicate with other people and to have access to information that may benefit us that we can get from other people. So there's listening and there is speaking that is involved. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago, it had never really dawned on me before, but it is that our ability to speak is determined by our ability to hear, to listen. And so if you hear a person with an accent from a different region of the country or from a different part of the world, that is because when they were growing up, they heard the speech or the dialect of that particular area, and it because of what they heard, they now speak that. So we need to hear from Jesus as he teaches us how to communicate, how to speak with our Heavenly Father. And so we let me read verses 2 through verse number 4. And then we'll add, you know, what's missing from Matthew in the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. So verse number 2, so he, Jesus, said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we have started off in this lesson of Jesus teaching us how to pray, where the focus is not on us, it is on God. It is a prayer that is addressed to our Father. It is addressed to the reality in which he exists, and that is heaven. The tremendous benefit there is to us in the fact that he is a holy God whose name is above every name, a name at which every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We talk to him, and we talk to him about his kingdom. We talk to him about his will being done on earth as it is in heaven, and how that will manifest itself in our local lives, our independent lives, our individual lives. And the more individuals that are impacted by his kingdom coming and his will be done, then we can impact communities, and the more communities we impact, the greater the reach of that goes. So that is really how prayer should begin. It should begin not with the need that we have, but with the God that we belong to, the God who has redeemed us, the God who, when he shows up on the scene, brings his entire entourage with him. So that's verse number 2. Verse number 3, there is a transition. This is an area of life where we are, it would be titled supplication. It would be presenting our needs, petitioning God with our needs. And it says, give us day by day our daily bread. So even though this is a request for God to provide for us, it is also an acknowledgement of who God is, in that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who provides. He provides things, yes, but he also provides himself, and that is the greater provision. So I'm very, very thankful that we can come to God, and we don't have to be ashamed. We do not have to restrain ourselves. We can cry out, God, I need you to provide this. Now, that is what verse number 3 says. It's not a long verse. If you're one of those people who likes to memorize a certain number of verses, this one here In the New King James Version, it has got 8 words. Give us day by day our daily bread. So not a lengthy passage of scripture, but it acknowledges that we have a dependency upon God. My wife and I, we are pretty selective in what we watch. We don't. I watch sports. I watch sports when I am able to sit down and watch television. There's nothing to do. There are certain sports that I used to watch. I don't watch anymore. Primarily, I watch golf. That's pretty much what I'm reduced to at this point in time. And we have a streaming service that has several programs, and we don't watch hardly anything modern. Almost everything that we watch goes back a couple of decades at the very least. And that's because the standards of television back in those days, I mean, even back in those days, we thought it was bad. Now it's horrible. Just not good at all. And so we don't want to open ourselves up to the things that are now considered normal. So we were watching a program, and it was set in the 1940s. And I commented to my wife, and I said, look at how radically life has changed for humanity in the last 80 years. You stretch that to 100 years, it becomes even more dramatic. If you go 150 years, 200 years, you would not, people who are you know, considered to be very successful now, they would wilt in the environment that humanity used to live in. So we, in 2024, we're not necessarily as a society accustomed to living day by day. I dare say that if we went to 1,000 houses, if we even went to 1,000 houses in some of the poorer neighborhoods here in Brevard County, that we could probably find more than a day's worth of food in just about all of those houses. Not going to be the case in all of them, I can assure you of that, because my wife and I have lived through very lean seasons. And living through a lean season is not a bad thing. It teaches you your dependence upon God. And that's what Jesus teaches these disciples to pray, is give us day by day. What he is saying is, God, every day that we're alive, your cupboards are more than enough. Your resources are more than enough. We do not have to live in fear. We can trust you. You are our provider, and we are going to approach this day as a gift from you, and we will trust you. And so we're asking you, give us day by day our daily bread. So we have the need for food. We have the need for clothing. We have the need for shelter. And, we have need for communication. We have a need for community, and that's where the church really should find a valuable place in people's hearts and lives. too many times it's reduced by people to, well, I've got to go to church. No, you don't got to, you get to. It, you know, if you have to start with the mindset of got to, then, you know, start there. But if you ever recognize the privilege of a community of believers, then I pray that you'll never take it for granted. You've heard me tell the story of, you know, coming to Florida. We came poor, took a pay cut. We were barely making it financially where we were at. We got here, our rent went up, our car insurance went up, our income went down. And, you know, the only thing that did go in the opposite direction was our fuel cost, because I was having to drive 81 miles each way to work every day. So that was a lot of wear and tear on cars and tires and things like that. So we were able to adjust some of that stuff. But, you know, we learned what it was like to have to say, God, we're trusting you. We didn't know anybody here. And we went to church and we found a community of believers of like faith who weren't perfect. But when God said, this is where I want you, then we set to build relationships that have lasted for decades now. And so if you were to look in our house, we have area that we keep dry goods, and so when we buy canned goods, we buy enough so that whenever we want to make a certain meal, we've got it and we don't have to go to the store. We've got a refrigerator, it's got a freezer, we've also got another freezer, and so much of the time we don't get to the point where we say, give us day by day our day and food, because most people will live week to week, or month to month. I know some people, they said, you know, we live so far away that when we go to the grocery store, we get enough to last us because it's such a long trip. They live out in the country in a different state. And so they make sure when they go that they're going to have everything that they need on hand. Well, I want you to know that this food, this daily bread, is not just meat. It's not just, you know, Wonder Bread or Hostess or whatever it might be, Rainbow Bread. That was what I grew up on. That instead, it's whatever you have need of. You know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So God has a word for you today that can sustain you. And you know, I'm very thankful for rainy day funds, but rainy day funds for a lot of people have become rainy week funds, became rainy month fund, became rainy years funds, became rainy lifetime funds. You know, a lot of people don't have any urgency of lack. And the scripture says that a man's hunger works for him. And so you and I, we should, even in a time of abundance, we should still be crying out, God, give me what I need each and every day. Give me your wisdom. Give me your instructions. Give me your marching orders. I want to go out and I want to live by faith that says, even if all of my natural resources run out, your supernatural resources are not. So one of the things, the adjustments that I've made in my study habits is that I've quit assuming that the things that I look at in the Word of God, that when I see them on the surface, that I have complete and total understanding of it. So whenever I go and look at one of these passages, I want to look at it and see, is there something there that I've not seen before or not seen in this passage, and it reaffirms another passage. So it says, give us day by day our daily bread. So I was looking up the word bread in the Greek lexicon on my Logos Bible software program, and it said this word actually is the word for grain, which is then ground and made into a flour, F-L-O-U-R, not F-L-O-W-E-R. It's made into a flour, and then that flour is used to make a batter or a dough. It's then cooked, and it is transformed from a grain into a loaf of bread. Another aspect that it said in this lexicon was that this could be a reference to any type of food, not just bread. But what I wanted to stress after looking at that is many people expect that what God is going to provide for them is going to come in a finished condition, a completed condition. And what God does many times is he gives us the raw materials that we can use, the wisdom he's given us and the strength that he's given to us and the knowledge that he's given to us, that we can take those raw materials and God will then transform it into something that is going to sustain us during good days, bad days, difficult days, challenging days. And this is not a new concept. It's just that sometimes our mindset is looking for a loaf of bread and disappointed when we find a container of grain. There's a disconnect because we're expecting one thing and he's provided something in a condition that is going to require a divine partnership on his part with a human partnership on our part that is going to provide not just our needs, but it's going to require someone else's needs. So when God poured out the manna upon the children of Israel when they were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years, the manna was there 6 days out of seven. They were only supposed to, on five of those days, they were only supposed to gather as much as they were going to consume in one day. It had no shelf life to it. It would turn to bugs, and then you got a tent full of bugs. On the sixth day, God miraculously extended the shelf life because he didn't want them going out and gathering the raw material on the Sabbath. But the manna itself did not come in a ready-to-eat form. It was ground. It was prepared. They mixed it with other ingredients, and they made something productive out of it. If you are familiar with a musical artist from back in the 1970s by the name of Keith Green, he has a song about manna, and he describes about how tired the people got from the provision that God made for them over and over again. And he starts talking about the manna bread and manna cotti and things of that nature. So I share that with you today because Jesus is teaching us that we need to be dependent upon God. We need to be dependent upon God each and every day. And that when God answers that prayer, it may require action on our part. So we've got to adjust our visual recognition software, if you will, to make sure that we do not overlook what God has provided. He may have already answered, and we just don't have the eyes to see it yet. So make sure that you keep a spiritual alertness around to you, because you've got a part to play. Danny Duvall, a friend of mine, is the evangelist I went to hear not too long ago. He talks about that in New Testament Greek, that there's a active voice, there's a passive voice, and then there's a middle voice. And that means that there's a part that both people have to play. We have a part to play. We have a part to cry out to God. God, give us day by day our daily bread. God will provide the resources, and I pray that you will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add everything else that we need unto us. And when that comes, then we've got a role to play. You've got a job to do. Being a Christian is not a spectator sport. It is an active lifestyle. And I pray that God will help you to understand, what do I need to do? Well, let me help you out. If you want your spiritual food, open up your Bible on a daily basis. A person showed up at church one time. They told me what church they came from, and they said, "We're just not being fed." I knew that was not the reality, because wherever the Word of God is, you have the potential of being fed. And I knew that at that particular church that the Word of God was going forth. So if you're not getting fed spiritually, open up your Bible and start reading the Word of God and let it nourish your soul. Somebody asked me one time, "Why do you always go last at the potluck dinners?" And I said, "Well, I want to make sure that everybody else has food, and I know myself. I can find food someplace. If they run out of food at the potluck dinner, I'll find food someplace, because I'm not going to starve." I pray today that you will find food at the foot of the throne of God. He's got supernatural provision for you. And I pray that you'll put your skills to use. See you next
time.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."